With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's attempt to ease some rules on mining, drilling, and grazing across millions of acres in seven U.S. western states. Judge B. Lynn Windmill said changes adopted by the administration in March likely would cause further declines in populations of greater sage grouse. The ground-dwelling bird is at the center of a bitter conflict between the administration and conservationists involving how much of the West's expansive public lands should be open to development. The judge's restraining order yesterday means government officials must fall back on previous rules that were adopted under President Barack Obama. It affects public land in Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, California, and Oregon. Grouse habitats in Montana were not impacted. The Johnson & Johnson Company has agreed to pay nearly $117 million in a multi-state settlement, including Montana, over allegations it deceptively marketed its pelvic mesh products. The products, also called transvaginal mesh, are materials surgically implanted in cases when a woman's pelvic organs have sagged or when they suffer from stress urinary incontinence, bladder leakage in certain situations. The Associated Press reports incontinence is estimated to affect 3-17% of women and sometimes becomes severe after the age of 70. According to the Montana Department of Justice, the 41-state investigation found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary, Ethicon Incorporated, misrepresented the safety and effectiveness of the devices and failed to sufficiently disclose risks of their use. The department says Montana will receive $1.4 million under the settlement. Montana Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney is asking his opponents in the Democratic primary race for governor to sign a pledge to limit outside spending and self-funding in their campaigns. The pledge was called a media stunt by one opponent. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Cooney this week offered the pledge to donate to charity half of the value of any independent expenditure made by outside organizations, individuals, or corporations that benefit his campaign. The pledge also says for every dollar of independent wealth a candidate gives their campaign, the candidate must also donate 50 cents to a charity of their opponent's choosing. Cooney signed the pledge during a press conference Wednesday, but he told MTPR afterward that if the other three candidates in the race don't agree, he's not committing to campaign by the pledge's conditions.
I don't know why they wouldn't be willing to sign this, quite honestly. But if they're not, I mean, I also have to run a serious campaign. We'll see. But I mean, I can't tie my hands to the point where I can't run a reasonable campaign.
Cooney raised more than $250,000 over the last fundraising quarter, far more than House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner, who raised more than $37,000, or former legislator Riley Neal, who brought in more than $700. Whitney Williams, the most recent candidate in the Democratic primary for governor, launched her campaign after the last finance reporting deadline. Neal is the only candidate outside of Cooney who says they support the pledge. The campaign manager for Williams' campaign accused Cooney of playing political games and called the pledge a media stunt. Schreiner did not directly say whether he supports the pledge. He pointed to his work in the state legislature supporting campaign finance reform to remove the, quote, detrimental influence of money in politics, unquote. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.